Thank you very much, Mr. McCarthy, for putting us in tune with the sound of this traditional Australian instrument. Distinguished members of the forum, Your Excellency Deputy Secretary General, distinguished delegates, observers and friends, with great pleasure and honor, I now declare open the 11th session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. It is a special pleasure to extend a warm welcome to all of you on behalf of the Department of Economic and Social Affairs of the United Nations. I also welcome the presence of the Deputy Secretary General here with us this morning. In accordance with the customs of the indigenous peoples and in recognition of the peoples of these lands, we will now have a traditional ceremonial welcome by the Chief of the Onondaga Nation, Chief Tododaho Sid Hill.
Vad hon säger också kan jag kvar. Då när vi en gång har en dag kvar, då när jag går till när han det går hade det kan jag nåt kvar när kan jag gå igen. Då när vi står var var han när kan nåväl när det då när det kan nåt gå ni och det när det har jag tänkt jag. Då när så ni om gå ihåg det. Nej. Gå ihåg det gott här nu. Kan han här nu. Ja, nej, nej. Om gå ni gå. Nej. Nej. Om gå ni gå gott här. Ja, nej, nej. Nej, här nu. Som gå ihåg det så. Så ni om gå ihåg det. Näin ne hädek toni on kuitenkin skadahne eni on teka, nako en tuoti jätä ne kanahenio. Iti näkään kaihoin tahkoa tänu na kato kohta ne on hän te kaiho tehkui. Da na kohja toni vain do da toni vain te se da ne skano ai tuono toni on hek. Da na kohja ni di.
People listen, it is my responsibility to pick up the words of our people. Something heavy has happened at the main village where I come from. A chief has passed away. At this time, our minds are low, and our ways are that when we go through this, we abbreviate or shorten the length of our giving thanks address. This to us he has given the one who is our creator. This is the way our way is to be. No matter the number of people at one place are gathered, that it be first in order the giving of thanks. This has become my duty. I put through the first words. Now then, that this day as it is, the sunlight, as it is, that peaceful our minds should be. Now then, this many of we people we are gathered here at this time and place, we put our minds as one. Ourselves first, we greet one another with great respect and thanksgiving, that way our minds should be. Now truly, he has created this earth, whom we call our mother, for whom we are thankful. There he has planted all that we need, that we must have to survive. That is where we take from to keep us happy. Now at this point in time, still she is doing her duties rightly that the Creator has given her. Now then, we respectfully, kindly, as one, we put our minds together. We acknowledge and give thanks to our Mother, the Earth, that way, then let it be in our minds. Now we give thanks to all things Creator has brought down for us, so peacefully we can walk on Earth. It is a great matter that He has planted and released for our benefit, and we acknowledge and give thanks to everything Creator has given to us. Let it be that way in our minds. Now then, there are gentle moving winds. They for us make good air for us to breathe. And now we are happy and grateful that still the peaceful, mild winds move around us, not too hard or harsh. With great care and respect, as one, we put our minds, we acknowledge and give thanks for the moving winds. That way, let it be our minds. Now he has separated things. He has given each one duties. These are special, important duties. He has given them additional powers. The first one being our grandfathers, the thundering voices in the direction of the setting sun they come from. And also our older brother, the sun. And also our grandmother, the moon. And also the stars. We are happy and grateful they are still doing their duties. We acknowledge and give thanks that way, then let it be in our minds. Now he has selected four sky people who are protecting us. We are grateful and thankful they are still doing their duty and it has given to them. We kindly, with our greatest respect, put our minds together into one. We acknowledge and give thanks to the four beings, our protectors, so let it be that way. Then a person was chosen, our leader at the time, Handsome Lake. He carried the words of the Creator. We thank him, who was our leader, Handsome Lake. So that way, let it be in our minds. Now, what he has done, he has decided that from the earth, we will start when they give thanks and finish there at the place where he lives. Now then, we are very thankful and grateful he still loves us, so we kindly put together as one our minds. We thank the one who lives in the sky world, our Creator, so let us keep it that way in our minds.
I thank Dododahu Sithil for the ceremonial welcome to the 11th session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. I now have the honor to invite Her Excellency Asha Rose Migiro, Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations, to make a statement. You have the floor, Madam.
Thank you. Excellencies, Indigenous Elders, distinguished representatives of Indigenous Peoples Organizations and members of the Permanent Forum, ladies and gentlemen, colleagues and friends, I'm honored to join you. I welcome the Indigenous Peoples from around the world Many of you have traveled far to be with us. I also welcome the distinguished members of the Permanent Forum. This forum is the only body within the United Nations system fully dedicated to addressing indigenous people's issues and advancing the rights and well-being of indigenous communities. You can help make the UN more responsive to the aspirations and needs of indigenous peoples. I reaffirm our commitment to working closely with you. For 11 years, different voices and different languages have united in this forum behind one single demand: recognition and respect for the rights of indigenous peoples. Together, we have worked to define priorities and programs for sustainable and culturally appropriate development. We agree that there can be no development for indigenous peoples without the involvement of indigenous peoples in every step and only with their free, prior and informed consent. These are fundamental principles enshrined in the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Yet, we do not have to search hard to find indigenous peoples facing discrimination, persecution, displacement, even extinction. There are indigenous communities that lack clean drinking water, whose children go hungry, whose women suffer gross abuses and never see the perpetrators brought to justice. A great deal remains to be done to see the objectives of the UN Declaration become a reality. The high-level event later this month is an opportunity to take the next step forward. Ladies and gentlemen, the theme of this year's session, the international legal construct known as the Doctrine of Discovery, highlights the roots of many egregious violations of indigenous peoples' collective and individual rights. We must acknowledge what has happened and recognize past abuses. We must remember in order to learn, understand, and do better. These are the foundations that will allow us to build a future based on mutual respect, equity, and justice. I look forward to the forum's deliberations on this item. The preliminary study by the Special Rapporteur should feed into your discussions. I am pleased that the forum convened an expert group meeting on violence against Indigenous women and girls in January. In March, the Commission on the Status of Women adopted a resolution on Indigenous women. This is an encouraging example of cooperation between the forum and other UN bodies. Since the 2013 session of the Commission on the Status of Women will be entirely dedicated to the theme of violence against women, Indigenous women themselves should be included in the work of that session. Their perspective can uniquely enrich this discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, there are now less than 50 days until the opening of the UN Conference on Sustainable Development, Rio +20. Indigenous peoples have important messages to take to Rio about the immense value of indigenous and traditional knowledge, about the importance of community solidarity in protecting resources and habitats, and about protecting indigenous peoples from governments or business that want to improperly extract or exploit their knowledge or resources. The Secretary General attaches the highest importance to a solid outcome in Rio, and he and I both urge indigenous peoples to make their voices heard. This forum continues to play a dynamic role in assisting indigenous peoples around the world to achieve their goals and to realize their right to self-determination. Even as we gather here today, our attention is also on the World Conference on Indigenous Peoples planned for 2014. The President of the General Assembly has appointed two facilitators to work on this important process: Ambassador Luis Alfonso de Alba of Mexico and Mr. John Henriksen of the Sami Parliament of Norway. The conference can help us to find new and concrete ways to bring the goals of the UN Declaration to life. I urge you to make the most of this opportunity. We continue to hear stories of struggles and exploitation of indigenous peoples around the world. It is time for those stories to change. Let us instead move towards the day when indigenous peoples are heard, listened to, and empowered. I wish you a successful forum, and thank you for your kind attention.
I thank the Deputy Secretary General for her statements. I understand that the Deputy Secretary General now has to leave us to attend to other business. I thank her for her presence here this morning, and I wish to briefly suspend the meeting to allow her to depart from the podium. The meeting is suspended. The meeting is resumed. Distinguished members of the forum, distinguished delegates, we shall now proceed to the first item on the agenda, the election of the chair of this session. I first give the floor to Ms. Myrna Cunningham Kane.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters of the indigenous peoples, brothers and sisters of the Permanent Forum. It's been a great honor to serve you in the Permanent Forum over the past year. In the spirit and in the vision of the indigenous peoples, a vision of reciprocity, complementarity, and the sharing, I am very honored to propose the great chief Edward John as the chair of the 11th session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues here in the United Nations. The great chief Edward John is a hereditary chief of the Tlatsen Nation in Canada. And he has been a lawyer over the past 30 years, and for the past decade has served consecutive terms as an elect representative of the First Nations in Canada. I'm therefore very pleased, on behalf of my companions and colleagues in the Permanent Forum, to present the great chief as the chair of this 11th session. Thank you.
I thank Ms. Cunningham Kane for the nomination of Mr. Edward John as the chair of the 11th session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. I now give the floor to Mr. Lee Sambu-Doro.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. After lengthy and insistent discussions, the members of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, on the basis of the principles of democracy, such as a limited mandate, greater options, and genuine choice, as well as a willingness to serve the world's indigenous peoples, the Permanent Forum members, by acclamation, support fully the nomination of Chief Ed John Priyanak.
I thank Ms. Sambu-Doro for her statement. May I take it that it is the wish of the members of the Permanent Forum to elect Mr. Edward John as the chair of the 11th session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues by acclamation. It is so decided. I wish to extend my warmest congratulations to Mr. Edward John on his election. I am confident that he will guide this session of the forum to a successful conclusion. I would now like to invite Mr. John to take over the proceedings of the meeting. Before doing so, I would like to thank Ms. Myrna Cunningham for her leading role as chair of the previous session of the forum and invite her to pass the baton to Mr. John as newly elected chair of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues.
Good morning. I would like to thank Mr. Thomas Stelzer, the Assistant Secretary General for Policy Coordination and Interagency Affairs of the Department of Economic and Social Affairs, for opening the session. Before proceeding, I would also like to thank members of the Permanent Forum for electing me as chair of the 11th session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. I will make every effort to live up to their expectations and to ensure the smooth conduct of the session. Distinguished members of the forum, distinguished observers and friends, ladies and gentlemen, as a chair of this session, I am particularly happy on behalf of the members of the forum to extend a warm welcome to all participants in our session. Distinguished members of the forum, we shall now proceed to the election of other officers for this session. I first give the floor to Mr. Ken Yinke Sena.
Good morning and congratulations, Chief Edward John, for your appointment as the chair of this session. We, the members of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, have met and agreed to the composition of the Bureau. I propose Ms. Megan Davis as the rapporteur, Ms. Aina Naikachina, Ms. Valma Inetoki, Mr. Alvaro Pope, and Mr. Simon Bodlovu as vice chairs. This is by acclamation. Thank you.
I thank Mr. Sena for the nomination of Ms. Anna Nichanchina, Ms. Valmain Toki, Mr. Alvaro Pop, and Mr. Simon Bibadulu as vice chairs, and Ms. Megan Davis as rapporteur of the 11th session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. I now give the floor to Mr. Saul Vicente.
Thank you very much, Chairman. In this preliminary statement, allow me to congratulate you upon your election. Among the members of the Permanent Forum, I wish you every success in taking up your duties at the outset of this 11th session. I would also like to thank the representatives of the Secretariat and of the Department of Economic and Social Affairs for the support that they have given us. On this occasion, I would like to second the proposal made by our brother, Mr. Kanyika Sena, for the Bureau of this 11th session. And we would also hope that this can be an election by acclamation. Thank you very much.
I wish to thank Mr. Vincenti for his statement. May I take it that the members of the forum wish to elect Ms. Anna Nikanchina, Ms. Valmaine Tolkey, Mr. Alvaro Pop, and Mr. Simon Vibidulu as vice chairs, and Ms. Megan Davis as rapporteur for the 11th session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues by acclamation. I'm getting a lesson on using the gavel here, so it's decided. Thank you. I would like to now congratulate Ms. Nikanchina, Ms. Tolkey, Mr. Pop, and Mr. Vibidulu on their election as vice chairs, and Ms. Megan Davies on her election as rapporteur. We shall now proceed to deal with some organizational matters for this session. I now propose to the members of the forum to proceed with the adoption of the provisional agenda for the 11th session as contained in document E/C19/2012/1. The provisional agenda for the 11th session was proposed by the Permanent Forum at its 2011 session and approved by the Economic and Social Council in July 2011. Are there any comments on the agenda as contained in document E/C19/2012/1? May I take it that the provisional agenda is acceptable to all members of the forum? Thank you. The agenda for the 11th session is adopted. The Indian reservation we come from, we don't have gavels, so it's really something new. And I wish to draw attention of the forum to the proposed organization of work as contained in document E/C19/2012/L1. This document was prepared by the Secretariat in consultation with members of the forum. It is a reference guide for the session containing a detailed description of our program of work on a day-to-day basis. I would like now to make a statement. In my capacity as chairperson of the 11th session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, Hadi, Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations, Ms. Asha Rose Magiro, Assistant Secretary General for Policy Coordination and Interagency Affairs, Mr. Thomas Stelzer, Minister of Communications and Relations with the Parliament, Republic of Congo, Mr. Bienvenu Ogimi, distinguished expert members of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, distinguished observers from member states, Indigenous peoples organizations, the intergovernmental system, non-governmental organizations, the academia and the media, and in particular our Indigenous brothers and sisters, Indigenous elders, youth, and Indigenous parliamentarians. I want to thank Myrna Cunningham for her tremendous work over the course of the last year and extend my sincere gratitude to her. I also extend my sincere gratitude to my colleagues for their confidence in and support for my nomination, Masi Cho. It is with my great pleasure that I welcome all of you here today at this 11th session of the Permanent Forum. I want to acknowledge the Onondaga Nation, in particular Tarawadaho Sid Hill, the traditional chief, the Onondaga, the original inhabitants of this land, and to say Nawe, thank you for the welcome into their beautiful territory once again, and reminding all of us of our ancient relationships to all and everything on this land and to the land itself. I would like to also take this opportunity to extend my sincere gratitude to my colleagues, the expert members of the Permanent Forum, for their confidence and support for my nomination. As well, I acknowledge their members of the Permanent Forum, I wish to acknowledge their remarkable depth of knowledge, skill, commitment, and experience, and thank them for their unwavering commitment to fulfilling the Permanent Forum's mandate and for supporting the implementation of its recommendations. Over the course of the past year, in our capacity as expert members, we have engaged in various processes at the national, regional, and international levels to continually raise awareness on the issues of importance to Indigenous peoples. We have tried very hard to promote and ensure, as part of good governance, and taken a human rights-based approach to development, the participation of Indigenous peoples creating space for Indigenous peoples for their effective participation in the United Nations processes and mechanisms is absolutely necessary when designing and implementing policy, programmatic frameworks, and projects. This remains a fundamentally important principle. I feel that it is also important to thank the representatives of Indigenous peoples, organizations, and nations, the members of the Interagency Support Group on Indigenous Peoples Issues, and governments who likewise have taken steps to implement the forum recommendations. I pay a heartfelt tribute to Indigenous peoples of the world who relentlessly pursue their struggles for their survival, rights, dignity, well-being, their own self-determination, development, visions, and priorities. I know it is an incredibly difficult challenge. And in this regard, I would like to acknowledge the statement by Madam Secretary General today, Deputy Secretary General. We should always remember that the Indigenous peoples and their issues are the very reason for the existence of the Permanent Forum. In that regard, I was advised yesterday by Indigenous leaders and youth that many had spent considerable time and resources to attend this forum, only to find that they would not be able to attend all the incredibly important discussions because of space restrictions. I wish to appeal for support from those here who can assist at the appropriate levels of authority in helping overcome this difficult obstacle. There is an incredibly urgent need for all of us, Indigenous peoples, organizations and nations, interagency support groups, states, and the various funds established to support Indigenous peoples and the United Nations to take collaborative and coordinated actions, bold and effective, to address the continued discrimination, racism, marginalization, extreme poverty, and conflict faced by Indigenous peoples. Indifference to these drastic issues should not be tolerated because, as we all well know, indifference is the breeding ground for intolerance. The members of the Permanent Forum are especially thankful to the government of Nicaragua for hosting our pre-sessional meeting, which took place February 21 to 24, 2012, in Managua, Nicaragua. The pre-sessional meeting allowed the members to plan and decide the necessary arrangements for this very important 11th session. We also welcome the meetings with Latin American Indigenous Networks and Comunicados de Pacifico y Centro Norte de Nicaragua, representatives of the UN country team, with multilateral and bilateral donors and the officials of the Nicaraguan government. Let me now turn to some of the work that needs to be considered over the next 2 weeks. This 11th session of the Permanent Forum has devoted its special theme to the doctrine of discovery, its enduring impact on indigenous peoples and the right to redress for past conquests. Reference Articles 28 and 37 of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. This is an incredibly important theme for indigenous peoples, as many of us have long histories of colonization. We need to address this difficult past and establish ways to move forward beyond the continued and unacceptable discrimination, marginalization, extreme poverty, and conflict. This afternoon, there will be a panel discussion on this theme, which will take place at 3 p.m. in Conference Room 1. In this session, we will also discuss combating violence against indigenous women and girls. It saddens us all to say that this continues to be a real issue in this day and age. In this regard, I'd like to note that in January this year, the Permanent Forum convened a three-day international expert group meeting on the theme Combating Violence Against Indigenous Women and Girls, Article 22 of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. The session was organized by the Secretariat of the Permanent Forum and was attended by Permanent Forum members, indigenous experts from seven regional areas, other experts including from MRIP, the Expert Mechanism on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, and the Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, by states, United Nations entities, indigenous peoples organizations, and non-governmental organizations. The conclusion and recommendations of that expert group meeting will provide an important framework for our discussion in this 11th session. The expert group meeting was adopted by consensus at the joint session and is included among the documents for this session. There will also be two half-day sessions. The first half-day will be a regional discussion on Central and Eastern Europe, the Russian Federation, Central Asia, and Transcaucasia on Friday. And next Monday, there will be a half-day discussion on the rights of indigenous peoples to food and food sovereignty. The agenda item focusing on human rights will take place next week, with a critical focus on the implementation of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. As well, there will be an important and necessary dialogue with the Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples and with the Expert Mechanism on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. As you're probably aware, the Special Rapporteur has just completed a country visit to the United States. We will also have a discussion on the World Conference on Indigenous Peoples to be held in 2014, as well as a high-level event to commemorate the fifth anniversary of the adoption of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. These are just some of the highlights to be covered during this session. We have a very full agenda of activities, including many, many side and cultural events. The Permanent Forum's cultural event on Tuesday evening will open an exhibition devoted to indigenous peoples and food sovereignty. The New Zealand mission to the United Nations, along with other states contributing, will host the reception. It is organized by the Department of Public Information and by the UN NGO Committee for the Second Decade, as well as the Secretariat of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. There will also be a reception for the exhibition of the artwork from the Balgo Hills, hosted by the Australian government on the evening of Tuesday, May 15th. In closing, I would like to reiterate my gratitude to my Permanent Forum colleagues for taking action on their important roles in tackling these challenges. This includes the implementation of the Permanent Forum's recommendations and also raising awareness of the issues important to indigenous peoples. When I was appointed to this forum as an expert member, I was given a handcrafted leather medicine pouch by my good friend Chief Wilton Littlechild, and I was advised that in it was the hopes and prayers of our peoples in this collective process that we are engaged in. I also extend our sincere thank you to our Secretariat staff. Many of you may not know, but the Secretariat staff consists of 9 individuals, 2 interns, and 2 consultants. They have been working tirelessly, not only to prepare for this session, but for keeping the fire burning in between sessions. Finally, I would like to pay tribute to Indigenous peoples of the world who continue the struggle for their rights, sometimes sacrificing their own lives in the process. I call on all of us to work together to make meaningful and worthwhile changes for the survival, dignity, and well-being of all Indigenous peoples. Merci, Cho. Gracias. Thank you. I now invite the Assistant Secretary General for Policy Coordination and Interagency Affairs, Mr. Thomas Stelzer, to make some opening remarks.
Thank you very much. Excellencies, distinguished members of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, honorable elders, distinguished representatives of Indigenous Peoples Organizations, distinguished representatives of the UN system, other intergovernmental organizations and of civil society, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me a great pleasure to address the opening ceremony of the 11th session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. It is truly a pleasure to see all of you here today. The Permanent Forum is one of the best attended sessions on the annual calendar of the United Nations. Indeed, May is a time of great energy and dynamics here at the United Nations headquarters, when Indigenous peoples, non-governmental organizations, UN system partners, and other intergovernmental organizations come together in a common effort and commitment to advance Indigenous peoples' rights around the world. As you all know, next month, the United Nations Conference on Sustainable Development, RioPlus20, will be held to assess progress, gaps in implementation, and to change unsustainable consumption patterns. RioPlus20 is the prime opportunity for the world community to reaffirm the role of all key segments of humanity, including Indigenous peoples, and to strengthen their role in achieving sustainable development, in particular in a world threatened by climate change. As we get closer to RioPlus20, we must keep the Earth in full view when making decisions and taking action. All around the world, people are united in the hope for a balanced and more sustainable world, anchored on the interlinked 3 pillars of sustainable development: social and economic, as well as environmental. In this opportunity, I would like to share with you some observations of this process in order to achieve a strong expression of renewed commitment for sustainable development. This includes a commitment to agree to the Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, as well as having a shared understanding of what is a green economy. These 2 agreements will have important implications for the future institutional framework for sustainable development. Distinguished representatives, during this 11th session of the Permanent Forum on the Indigenous Issues, we will discuss a wide range of matters. I would like to draw your attention to the discussion on the special theme for the year, the Doctrine of Discovery, its enduring impact on Indigenous peoples and the right to redress for past conquests, Articles 28 and 37 of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Also, there are a number of half-day discussions such as the rights of Indigenous peoples to food and food sovereignty, and secondly, a discussion on Indigenous peoples of Central and Eastern Europe, the Russian Federation, Central Asia, and Transcaucasia. There will also be a dialogue with the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO. For the preparations of the World Conference on Indigenous Peoples in 2014, the Office of the President of the 66th Session of the General Assembly will lead a dialogue. On this matter, I would like to recognize his office's cooperation and support. This important exchange of views will ensure and continue the established practice of an open and inclusive process of dialogue and consultations among and between member states and indigenous peoples that occurred during the adoption of the United Nations Declarations of the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Distinguished delegates, and many thanks go to the member states who made contributions to the Trust Fund of the Permanent Forum in 2011, Denmark, Ecuador, Estonia, and the Philippines. I express my deep appreciation for your contribution. It is through this trust fund that we directly support indigenous peoples as well as the work to the forum, of the forum. The trust fund gives priority to the main areas of the second decade: culture, education, health, human rights, the environment, and social and economic development. These priorities are in direct conjunctions with the Millennium Development Goals and what we would like to achieve under the Sustainable Development Goals at Rio +20. In supporting the Trust Fund, you are supporting the realization of indigenous people's well-being and the eradication of poverty and inequality. I urge other member states to consider responding to our call for contributions as the demand from indigenous peoples around the world is increasing each year. Distinguished chairperson and members of the forum, ladies and gentlemen, the increased attention by member states is needed to create legal frameworks that promote and protect the rights of indigenous peoples, as well as adopting policy initiatives and programs to bring about changes on the ground to promote substantive equality and justice. Substantive equality and justice. The establishment of the Permanent Forum, the adoption of the United Nations Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, the establishment of a Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, and the creation of the Expert Mechanism on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples are achievements that play an important role in integrating Indigenous Peoples' issues throughout the United Nations system and engaging member states in its work. Although some progress has been made with respect to Indigenous Peoples' rights, much work remains to be done. I wish you 2 weeks of stimulating discussions, joint learning, strategizing, and new insights so that we continue our work re-energized and with renewed determination. Thank you very much.
I thank Mr. Stelzer for his statement. And to underscore a point he raised about the trust fund, and to thank those states who have contributed to this fund. This year, the Bureau had the unique opportunity to distribute $66,000 in support of 1,044 projects and call for continued support from the member states and organizations. I now invite His Excellency Mr. Bienvenu Oghimi, Minister of Communications and Relations with the Parliament of the Republic of Congo, to make a statement. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your comments.
Yes. You're welcome.
Great to support your work.
Monsieur le Président.
Mr. Chairman of the Permanent Forum, Madam Deputy Secretary General of DESA, ladies and gentlemen, members of the Permanent Forum, distinguished representatives of organizations of indigenous peoples, representatives of non-governmental organizations and of civil society, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor and a matter of appreciation to take the floor before this assembly, first and foremost, to convey to the Secretary General of the United Nations the thanks of the Congolese government, of the Congolese people, and the President of the Republic, His Excellency Denis Sassou Nguesso, for the invitation made to my country to make during the 11th session of the Permanent Forum a declaration on behalf of all countries hosting indigenous peoples on their territory. My thanks also go to the Department of Economic and Social Affairs, as well as to the Secretariat of the Permanent Forum, for the exemplary organization of this session. This session opens in an international context, which is fortuitous, where we note growing interest of the international community on indigenous issues. Indeed, in some days we shall commemorate the 5th anniversary of the adoption in 2007 of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. In 2014, the International Decade for Indigenous Peoples shall close. It began in 2005 pursuant to Resolution 59/174 of the General Assembly, adopted 20 December 2004. In the meantime, Congo in 2013 shall host the pre-session work as the United Nations accepted the offer made by my country. This will be not only an honor, but also bears witness to the firm commitment of Congo to the relevance of indigenous issues as pertains to the governmental action of my country. Mr. Chairman, with a territory that measures 342 square kilometers, the Republic of Congo is home to a bit over 4 million people. 3 to 10% of these individuals are indigenous. They are a part of ethnic and cultural groups which are distinct and live in the Congo Basin and are consist primarily of the Baka, who live in the departments of Likwala and Sanga, of the Minjimbele, who live in the south of the departments of Likwala and Sanga, of the Gili, living in the northwest of the department of the West Culver, the Twa, in the Department of the Plains on the border with the DRC, and the Babongo, who live in the departments of Lekumu, Nyari, and Kwilu. The majority of these groups barely eke out a living as they depend on hunting and gathering. They are spread out over vast territory and find there the resources that they need. Their social structure is one based on equality and is free of authoritarian hierarchy. The Congolese government is aware that these peoples continue to be marginalized, that they are victims of discrimination, and lack access to basic services. Many of these people live in abject poverty. Nevertheless, and the framework of upholding human rights, as put forth in the Congolese Constitution of 20 January 2002, Congo has committed for some years now to promoting the rights of our indigenous brothers and sisters. This political course led to the organization in 2007 and 2011 of two sessions of the International Forum of Indigenous Peoples of Central Africa, an opportunity for dialogue on calibrating social policies and best practices for indigenous peoples. These initiatives galvanized leading representatives of government, of member countries of the Economic Community of Central African States, international civil society players, development partners, as well as numerous experts on leading issues such as land management, which is a core issue, guaranteeing access to basic services, and the participation of indigenous peoples in public administration in our country and in the sub-region. Moreover, in December 2010, the Senate and National Assembly of our country adopted a law on the promotion and protection of the rights of indigenous peoples. This was entered into force in February 2011 by the President of the Republic. The drafting of this law which began in 2006, upholds the rights of indigenous peoples. These rights are in large part in line with the content of the Declaration of the United Nations on Indigenous Peoples. I would recall that this law was drafted with the contribution of Indigenous peoples, non-governmental organizations from different departments, nations, and international NGOs, United Nations funds and programs, and Congolese public institutions. This is the first time that such a law was adopted on the African continent, and we are most pleased with this. We are pleased that Congo was a forerunner in this matter. This law, ladies and gentlemen, bears witness to the existence of good practices in the region, recognizing and protecting the rights of indigenous peoples. Today, the Congolese government is pleased to note that across Africa and the world, societies are according increasing attention to the condition of indigenous peoples who continue to be marginalized and live in abject poverty, while the lands and territories, ancestral lands and territories of these people, often are rich in natural resources and are the foundation for the economic and social development of the countries where these indigenous peoples live. Such is the trend of recognizing the rights of indigenous peoples that in Africa, the African Union, which is a regional organization, has established an institutional legal framework, which is most promising, and will allow for an organization of dialogue and definition of strategic approaches to better promote the rights of indigenous peoples and to evaluate relevant national policies. Here, I would refer to the African Charter on Human Rights and the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, the Resolution on the Rights of Peoples, the Working Group on the Indigenous Populations and Communities. This legal and institutional framework is clearly the backbone for far-reaching political commitment in Africa, alongside other regions of the world, for the effective upholding of the fundamental rights and freedoms of indigenous people. African states are progressively adopting internal legislation for the implementation of the Convention of the ILO, that is Convention number 169, and the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. It is against this backdrop that Congo, my country, is contributing to mobilizing African states for the carrying out of this objective, which is part of building the rule of law, which is free from discrimination based on affiliation with a certain ethnic group, way of life, or culture. Mr. Chairman, before concluding, I should like to hail the experiences of several countries in Central America, the Caribbean, and elsewhere in the world, in particular in Brazil and Bolivia, as well as the activities carried out by many non-governmental organizations working on indigenous issues. We all hope to count on the support of the international community so as to provide a fitting place for indigenous peoples. This is contingent upon changing social norms, which has already begun in many countries in the world. While looking forward to welcoming you amongst the guests of the Congolese government in the pre-2013 session in Congo, I wish every success for our work, and I should take this opportunity to congratulate Mr. Edward Johns on his appointment to the chairmanship of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. Thank you.
I thank His Excellency Mr. Akimo for his statement and his significant comments on the indigenous peoples in the Republic of Congo and the unique steps that his country has taken. I now invite Mayan elders Virginia Ahib and Juan Sapil to recite a ceremonial prayer. You have the floor.
Sakrik chini malach konochet lok overal tinimit wachalach kamikulo chorin lachuch e kakachapeh kakasikih arecha konochet tekut kachap kawi unimalach kaslimal ba chowahun ihri e sakalah kakalah be unimalach rutsilar shakape prakape prakahok ekumalach be hauchiri kochilhopwi hauchiri kochpahalokwi Shukuhek kachabek ulor analakbe, Frerik asle malil, Freruachule, Freruachkar. Disakalakbe, Ketchrekatit, Ketchrekamam, Hunimalak de Uchibal, Prakabe, Prakahok, Pakawi, Chinimalak konohe, Trochtinimit. Kakamapakip, Chewahunimalak aslemal, Kelchochzihonapa, Shurkat barib, Kak aslemal, Chikonohe. Analak tokop, Kochtakik. Nos ponemos de pie.
We shall now stand upright in order to proceed to the following invocation.
Ahau e lahuch e tzakol bitol alom kachalom tepeu ukumatz ukushkach ukushulew kachuch Kahau, Chawalak Pakawi, Yalak Rekunsak, Yalak Rupeal, Yalak Rucholak, Prakape Prakahok, Konohel Taba Ochtinimitrok Owarashri, Shuk Amatab Ari Prakachukab, Shurikatab Ari Prakape, Arecha Kokwinik, Kakak Esho, Kakahalo, Horpakulo, Chor Oshlahuk Baktung, Hunimalak Aslemal Taba. Pakiwi konohel shakatinimit roch olik kayalak bihalak horopak ut risak alak kokoekwina cheru yakik kokoekwina cheru pishik
kahuyubas katakahas nimak takyu ralak takyu rinimak tak takah ralak tak takah rinimak takcho ralak takcho rinimak takche ralak takche Rinimak takawah, ralak takawah. Nimalak maltios, cherkek aslimas. Jawahun lok alak ikhri, karikom ki waras. Ronokhel tukut, rikatinimit, kachomanik, kanoakhanik. Arewa rishkisipah kanok, rikatit, rikamam, nakhtir. Arewa rishomapal, shkesak, kulori winak, perikakhalom, perikanima. Banab alak utsil, kanan ulew. Makam akachi, makam akawach. Kakana takut ru ekumas, ru kape, katako chere, rihun kame, riwukup kame, kuyatababe, kakilo, rikak aslemas, mashak batahin chiwi, rik ashkos, rikamikas, prekape, kapakatakut, kasolo takut, ronohel rik ash, arekut, kakata, chewahonokala, hunapri, katsapi huach. Osh lahuk baktung, konohelt kulo rikat balsir, rechru watch ulew, kakilok acht ba watch rikanan ulew, kakilok acht ba watch richikop, kakilok acht ba watch reawah, kakilok acht ba watch richo, ripolo, ronohel, riko, aslemal, chiru watch ulew. Aret ba kakai rikachumilas, puir ekum, arewa katachichi, katacho chalak, lok alak ir, lok alak sak, bana lahuns utsil. Ya lak chakech riqan nohibas chewa khundok alak riqom ib takhin ki qabano.
Chikiwa kulo riqatit riqamam riqashetail qatapa chikech mohkiwa no papa. Ya lak risak, ya lak rupeal, ya lak rucholak priqak aslimal. Konohel tapawa tinimit Kohopan tapa prutsilal, konohel tapa kohpinche ruyakik, rutsilal prakanima, rutsilal prakatinimit, rutsilal prakape, konohel taparitinimit, nima tapare kapear, nima tapare kacholah, ripetinak kulo, martiosh.
This is a significant year in the Mayan calendar, and I say gracias, thank you to Ms. Hakub and Mr. Sapil for the ceremonial prayer. And I would also like to acknowledge our dear elder faith keeper, Oren Lyons, for standing with the Mayan elders. Distinguished members of the forum, distinguished observers and friends, ladies and gentlemen, and in particular our Indigenous youth, we have concluded the opening meeting of our session. Unless any member wishes to take the floor at this stage, I intend to adjourn the meeting. This afternoon at 3 p.m., we shall begin our discussion of item 3 of the provisional agenda. The meeting will take place in Conference Room 1 in the North Lawn Building. And thank you to all of you for being here and participating today. Meeting's adjourned.